Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast for today. Going to be sunny, high of about 57 degrees. Temperature-wise, Kenosha is at 40. In Burlington, it is 34 degrees. Milwaukee, 44 and 42 at this hour in Racine. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole met last night. It was billed as a chance for public comment on the proposed city budget for next year. Nobody even showed up, let alone offer anything about the recycling fee increase, employee raises, or the capital improvement program. Alderman Sandy Widener, who asked most of the questions during 75 minutes of discussion, claimed it's important for the public and newer council members. She felt that the recycling fee should be held and that funding for Park and Rec should go back to the level it was in 2008.
I don't have a specific program that I would like to see. I would leave that up to the wisdom of the director of parks. He would know better what the demands are of the individuals that use these programs. I would like to see more programs available in the city rather than driving out to Sturtevant and Haven Park, but I would leave that up to him. I just want to give him the tools so that he can do. I remember Chief Hilmer from the fire department telling this council that you can tell me how much money I have to spend, but you can't tell me how to spend it.
City Attorney Scott Letney explained how adding an attorney will bring farmed out legal work in-house and allow for some realignment.
At least it would be about the same amount of money at this point. Hopefully, we actually can reduce the outside attorney's fees. We are seeing different sorts of litigation now than we saw back then. Obviously, the tax assessment cases, hopefully they'll slow down, but who knows if they will. And there's some things like that, and there's a whole new slew of trip and fall cases and things like that that are coming. So we had some of those before, but I want to bring that stuff inside.
Alderman Mike Shields suggested a pay raise for council members. Adding another expert in the information system department, something outgoing city administrator Tom Friedel said, is needed to keep up with demand and changing technology to help the city function. The alderman will have a chance to offer budget amendments next week, leading up to a committee recommendation, then the final council vote on November 15th. Big election is next Tuesday, and if you still need to vote and you need a valid photo ID, DMV office in Sturtevant, the place to go, but just be aware you may not be alone on that. Most voters already have the legal ID necessary to vote, like a driver's license or a state ID card, but if not, bring identifying documents on who you are and where you live to the DMV on Rainer Road to begin the process. You must do a face-to-face at the DMV to obtain a Wisconsin ID card, temporary to start, but with overnight mail delivery to follow. Municipal and county clerks urge you to get it done before Tuesday. Today also the last day for in-person early voting at many municipal clerks' offices. Some places will be doing it as well tomorrow. Just a reminder about write-in voting. Candidates for president must be registered with the state, or the name you put down will not be counted. Oh, and if you were hoping to mail in your absentee ballot for Tuesday, dropping it off at your clerk's office might actually be a better idea.
The post office has been telling us that it may take them a week to get your ballot from the mailbox to your clerk's mailbox, and your ballot has to be there by the day of the election.
That is Reed Magny with the State Elections Commission, who says you can drop off your ballot at your municipal clerk or at your polling place on Election Day. City of Milwaukee, incidentally, surpassing its 2012 record for early voting. More than 38,000 early person absentee votes cast so far, about 2,000 more than 4 years ago, and there's still today and tomorrow left to go. Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the Affordable Care Act can be fixed with a little bit of bipartisan cooperation. While at UW Parkside yesterday to address a meeting of college Democrats in advance of the election, Baldwin chided the Republicans for refusing to even discuss changes to Obamacare.
Until we move beyond the let's repeal it and there's no discussion of any other alternative, till we move beyond that, this has been a wildly frustrating debate for me. And sadly, I'm not going to just blame the Congress for that. I'm going to blame the Republicans, because this has been what they've decided to do under the leadership of Paul Ryan and under the leadership of Mitch McConnell in the Senate.
Bipartisanship on health care not completely dead, according to Senator Baldwin, who cited a bill that she authored with Republican Senator John McCain that would force drug companies to justify big price increases. And the buzz that Janesville Republican Paul Ryan will be stepping down as House Speaker apparently getting louder. The Hill reports that while Ryan aides say he isn't going anywhere and that he is focused on protecting the GOP majority in the House, four Republicans, including one with close ties to the leadership, expect Ryan to resign as Speaker after Election Day. The unnamed House members say that Paul Ryan would have a tough time rounding up the 218 votes needed to win a full two-year term as Speaker. Ryan angering a number of House Republicans with his backed-off enthusiasm and campaign support for GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Well, after a lengthy search process, the Kenosha Police and Fire Commission has made its decision. Captain Charles Leipzig Jr. will be the city's next fire chief.
Leipzig was chosen for his long-term vision for the department, his humility and inclusiveness of personnel, according to a news release. Although the commissioners were impressed throughout the process with the performance of the three finalists for the position, only internal candidates were considered. As a result of the selection, Mayor John Antaramian will appoint Leipzig as acting chief at Monday's city council meeting, succeeding Deputy Chief John Poltrock, who has been acting chief since the retirement in July of Chief John Thompson. The Police and Fire Commission will formally appoint Leipzig as chief at their meeting on November 15th. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A 49-year-old man from Oak Creek killed after an industrial accident at a business near Packard and East Ladish in Milwaukee. Sean Day pronounced dead at the scene, while a 48-year-old man from Cudahy was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Cudahy Police and the Milwaukee County DA's office, along with OSHA, are all investigating. The death of a woman this week in the Kenosha County Jail as she awaited trial referenced the deaths of her two children being called a suicide at this point, though the Racine County Sheriff's Department continues to investigate. Lucia Hernandez-Alvarez found unresponsive in the pretrial center Wednesday morning, and according to a news release, Racine County investigators, after a close look at the evidence, determined no foul play was involved. Preliminary autopsy results also indicate she had taken her own life. Hernandez Alvarez pleading guilty, no contest that is, to smothering her two small children because she thought their father was cheating on her. She also claimed mental disease or defect, with a trial on that to determine responsibility scheduled for next week. Parents of a one-month-old baby facing child abuse and neglect charges in Racine County. Court documents show 25-year-old Crystal Hall took the infant to the All Saints Hospital October 31st, was advised to go up to Children's Hospital. Caledonia police investigators told the baby had four skull fractures with bleeding on the brain, plus a broken rib and leg fractures. Both Hall and 29-year-old Jess Wongness allegedly denied knowingly hurting the child, though Wongness admitted to sometimes engaging in rough play, and that he was learning how to care for the baby by watching YouTube videos. Hall, listed in the charging document as a recovered heroin addict, Wongness, an Army veteran, suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder as well as a traumatic brain injury. Both are jailed until their next court appearances. The child is in protective care. Well, if not for the misfiring of his gun, the Kenosha County man believed his girlfriend was romantically involved with a coworker and then shot him almost a dozen times outside of the TCF Bank on 22nd Avenue, he might be facing a homicide charge. 43-year-old Rodney Coleman's initial appearance for attempted homicide included Deputy District Attorney Mike Gravely saying it's a miracle the victim survived.
The defendant began to focus his firing of shots at the groin area of the victim, and then after having done that, put the firearm to the temple of the victim in this case, and then attempted to fire the gun several times.
Coleman turning himself into police 5 days after the incident is being held on a $150,000 bond. The victim, 25 years old initially, taken up to Frederick Hospital and continues to recover. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.